Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
UN member states must be held to the highest standards, and at an absolute minimum, we must ensure that national armed forces do not unlawfully recruit and use children, said U.S. Alternate Representative to the United Nations for Special Political Affairs, Ambassador David Pressman. The United Nations makes choices about international responses to conflict through our resolutions, the work of our peacekeepers, the weight of our sanctions, and sometimes, tragically, through our inaction. We have a duty to make choices so that children do not face impossible ones, he said. In 2008, the Child Soldier Prevention Act was signed into law in the United States. This law requires the publication of an annual list of countries whose governments unlawfully recruit and use child soldiers, or governments that support armed groups that do so. Public listings and assistance restrictions in coordination with concerted engagement of other member states and international actors are useful tools and have helped encourage governments to take important action, said Ambassador Pressman. There is more the United Nations can do in the common cause for children. First, we can insist on strong human rights reporting in peacekeeping missions, said Ambassador Pressman. Second, we can ensure that child protection issues are on the table during the difficult work of negotiating peace agreements. Third, we must be ready to receive children coming out of conflict with more robust disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration programs. Children are also being lured into war zones to join terrorist organizations committed to a barbaric and violent confrontation with humanity and modernity. We are increasingly seeing young people go to great lengths to join organizations intent on fomenting violence and instilling terror, said Ambassador Pressman. Whether victimized by terrorists or exploitative governments or armed groups, children deserve and need our protection.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.